before we get to what we see today, we do need to mention, and it does have to do with Dave's Mets yesterday. Moose, we've seen some ridiculousness this year with the Meet the Mess dish, issue. We saw it again yesterday. A remarkable comeback by the Kansas City Royals. They won 16-12, and helping really fuel that comeback attack is a kid by the name of Tyler Tolbert. He became the third player with consecutive five-hit games since 1900, joining Roberto Clemente, who did it in 1970, as well as Hi Myers, who did it in 1917. He also tied a major league record for consecutive at-bats with a hit with 12 consecutive at-bats with a hit, Moose, and a big reason why the Royals were able to come back 16-12. They end up beating the Mets at Citi Field yesterday.
I mean, embarrassing. I mean that is just, I mean, the Royals, I mean, the Royals have scored 31 runs in their last two games. I mean, it is insane what Kansas City has been able to do, but it's remarkable. The Mets at one point in time led that game 9-2, and they end up losing the game 16-12. You thought maybe the Mets were going to build off a little bit of momentum, winning the back two games against the Atlanta Braves, especially with that big ninth inning home run by Juan Soto. And unfortunately, you have a game in which you thought you had it right where exactly where you wanted it. And here comes Kansas City. I mean, just that's why you love baseball. Sometimes you never know what you're going to see on any given day. And last night when the Malusis household were flipping around between the Mets and the Yankees and watching a little Yankee baseball down in Tampa, a little Mets baseball home against Kansas City, and the Mets are winning that game, didn't foresee Kansas City coming all the way back. And, you know, after being down 9-2, winning that game 16-12, just remarkable, Jensen.
I almost regretted betting Kansas City live at plus $1.35 when they took the early lead. And then I just turned around. I was like, oh, that happened? Okay, well, that one's done. One of the lone bets I was able to get home last night. Tough night on the diamond. It has been few and far between. Fortunately, we have been so profitable ROI-wise on our baseball bets, one of our best sports here. So haters be damned. We're going to have some of those days where it just doesn't go our way. So the public cashes last night. But if you've been tailing me since opening day, you are very much in profitable territory. We're looking to get back there today. Only one day game or afternoon game, depending on where you may be tuning in here, Mark. It is a good one, though, out in the Bay Area. Series finale between the Blue Jays and the Giants. It will be Dylan Cease against Logan Webb. And right now, Dylan Cease, the second betting choice to Cam Schlittler in the American League Cy Young race. Now, I would caution people that traditionally, when you look at the Bay Area, especially in San Francisco, day games, the ball plays a little differently in the air than it does for night games. However, as I look at where some of the numbers are at this point, I don't think there's a real bettable angle initially. I will wait to see where lineups are as far as the total goes. But I would kind of harken back to some of the momentum that's been created here for the Toronto Blue Jays. And I think they're able, after the win they got last night, to maybe keep this going a bit. Logan Webb, always a tough customer. But to me right now, hold off on the total. I think there is a little bit of value on the money line for the Toronto Blue Jays. They got to turn it around here at some point. And hopefully behind Dylan Cease, who has been remarkably good for them this year, they're able to do that. I do want to take you to a couple of games that I had circled. And of course, one that I'm sure you will have in your household tonight. It is Gerrit Cole against Shane McClanahan, game three of the Yankees and the Rays series. It was the Yankees behind Cam Schlittler in game one, getting a resounding victory. It was the Rays in comeback fashion last night, being able to get the series equalizer. Right now, a little moving day, if you will. This is a four-game series, so today and tomorrow, but 6:40 p.m. first pitch, Gerrit Cole, Shane McClanahan. Any takes right now on what should be a really good pitching matchup between these two tonight?
It should be. I think what version of Gerrit Cole are you going to get? Velocity has not been an issue, just has not had the late life on the fastball. If you've not been following him from start to start, right? So it's not been getting the swings and the misses when you're looking at it. Now it's a work in progress, right? He was out of baseball for 18, 19 months after undergoing Tommy John surgery. Yankees aren't necessarily concerned about, you know, a June or July start. They want to make sure that Gerrit Cole is rip-roaring ready to go come October. So that's the thing that you have to take note of. I don't disagree on paper. Clearly, obviously, two upper echelon starters, really good pitching matchup between the Rays and the Yankees. Rays obviously have been really, really good at home this season. I think their mark is 32-12, I believe it is, on the year is what Tampa has been at home. Yankees finally, as an American League East team, won down at the Trop. But I think for Cole here, I think what you want to see early on in this game, and maybe you take a little bit of a wait and see approach, is he has not been as aggressive. It was something that if you go two starts back, you know, against the Boston Red Sox up at Fenway Park, retired 9 of his last 11 batters. Early on in that game, he wasn't aggressive and got knocked around. I think you'll know early on just how crisp and how sharp Gerrit Cole is. And if he's aggressive in the strike zone, if he's got a little bit of late life on that fastball, and listen, it's not the radar gun. It's just that he's not getting the prototypical strikeouts that you see from Gerrit Cole. So it's not exploding through the strike zone. So that's the issue there. I would lean more Tampa due to the uncertainty from Cole right now in terms of exactly what you're going to get.
Totally agree. The numbers back you up there too. Tampa Bay, the best team in baseball as a home favorite this year, 23-7. 23-7, the Rays are as a home favorite, which they are again, a little $1.22 at Circa, seeing upwards of $1.30 in some of the other sportsbook markets. A good one down at Great American Ballpark tonight because of who's on the mound for Cincinnati. That's Chase Burns, who will be an all-star here this year. Going up against Philadelphia, Philly has not named a starter just yet here, Moose. I don't know if it really matters at this point because they've been about as red hot as it gets. They closed to within two games of the top spot in the National League East with the Braves getting pummeled by the Pirates yesterday. They've now lost three in a row, seven of their last 10. Philly gets a win in the series opener against the Reds yesterday. They are now 10 games over 500. Let me get your thoughts on where we are, just big picture from the Philly standpoint. As far as this matchup tonight, not really seeing anything popping in the betting splits. That total is at 9. But what do we look at now with Donnie Baseball leading this resurgent Philly team into the end of the first half?
Yeah, I mean, it's been remarkable. And love Mattingly. I mean, I do. And, even though I'm not from Philadelphia, don't really, you know, there's the natural New York-Philadelphia rivalry. Happy for all the success from Mattingly down there with the Phillies, Jensen, to be honest with you. I think they're going to be a dangerous team. You know, they dealt with the struggles early on. They got rid of Rob Thompson. They brought in Mattingly, who was on his staff as interim manager. Team has looked decidedly different. I think you look at Dombrowski as their general manager. I think he's going to be aggressive at the MLB trade deadline and add to this veteran-oriented team. You've kind of flipped roles or scripts here in the National League East between the Phillies and the Atlanta Braves. The Braves are holding on for dear life based on what we've seen from them at this point in time. You're looking at this matchup against the Cincinnati Reds. Listen, the Reds aren't particularly good. Francona did a remarkable job with them a year ago. They got off to a decent start, but they won a lot of one-run games. And even Francona, in an interview that I saw with him, is saying, well, you know, some of that is going to, you can't win as many one-run games as they were winning at the start of the season for Cincinnati, but Burns is a hell of a starter. But as you mentioned, Jensen, I don't know if it necessarily matters right now when you're looking at the Philadelphia Phillies. And regardless of who gives it a go tonight, with the way that they're playing, how they started, and they've been right there as being one of the best teams in all of Major League Baseball for the better part of the last 7-8 weeks.
For what it's worth, if you are looking to back the Reds with Chase Burns tonight, minus $1.43 on the money line of what I'm seeing here at DraftKings, the Reds are only 8-8 as a home favorite. But good news, Philadelphia is a road underdog, 5-10. So maybe a sneaky spot to back the Reds, who it has been a dismal season and then some. It has been decidedly one-sided in this Brewers and Cardinals series. Remember, they're playing 5 games in 72 hours. Day-night doubleheader yesterday, a sweep by the Brewers. They have won the first 3 games in this 5-game series. It's Kyle Harrison against Michael McGreevy here at Busch Stadium, 7:45 p.m. Eastern. First pitch. I got to tell you, I was a little shocked that the Miz gave up a couple of homers yesterday in game one. It didn't matter. Comeback fashion for the Brewers. They blow out the Cardinals in the nightcap. Maybe we get some run suppression, tired legs, tired arms after a lot of baseball in 48 hours here, Moose. Kind of like the under, if you can find an 8.5 here, I think that would be a way to go. Still comfortable with the 8. But boy, Cardinals need a win badly to try and avoid what could potentially be a 5-game sweep if they can't get this one across the line.
Yeah, which would be tough to take. I mean, it really would be. And the Brewers are red. I mean, the Brewers have been great. They've been great all season long. I shouldn't say all season. They struggled a little bit early on, but they're one of those teams we talked about earlier in the week, Jensen. You know, are they going to go out there and add where Mizorowski now is in that Cy Young race? And obviously, he's got a decided lead in terms of the betting markets there, right? It was, as we checked the odds yesterday, I think it was right around 4-1. So the Brewers are one of those teams where you look at the lineup, you say, well, how exactly are they doing it? They're just a really fundamentally sound team that does a lot of things that equates to wins, and they've got really good pitching. So give Milwaukee a ton of credit. I think you've seen the separation between them and St. Louis in this series, and the Cardinals are trying to save face as best as they can.